This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, lots of field work was taking place over the holiday weekend. Farmers were busy planting and replanting crops, cutting hay, and spraying. And I've also heard that the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders Group is putting their bean plot in today. Well, we're still waiting on the state crop report, which will be released this afternoon, but we do have a local crop update for you. Darren Rosenthal of Raymond was busy replanting beans yesterday and is working on spraying some acres this afternoon.
Oh, everything is going pretty good here. Yesterday you had another nice day and able to finish up on replanting some soybeans, and today we're just trying to get a little bit of spraying done and then be caught up on the spraying for a little while.
Well, sounds good. You said replant soybeans. How does the corn crop look? Did you have to replant any of those acres?
For the most part on our own farm, we had most of our corn planted there in early April, and it all looked pretty good, but we had a couple of farms that didn't get planted, so we did have to replant a little bit of those whenever we planted those a little bit later in April.
Okay, well, we definitely saw a lot of rain in this area, so did you have any concerns about that with, you know, whether it's too much rain and we're losing nutrients in the soil? Obviously, you said corn's looking pretty good, so replant wasn't an issue. Any concerns at all right now that you're thinking about?
You know, with all that rain, I do think we did lose some nutrients and probably lost a little bit of nitrogen. On our own farm, I don't think we're going to do any side dressing of the nitrogen, but I think all in all with the amount of rain that we did have, I mean, even though there was a lot of replant, I think the crops really withstood the water pretty well.
All right. Well, sounds good. That's always good news. So you said you're spraying today. So weed pressure, is that an issue right now? Or are you just trying to take care of it before it becomes one? Or
I think as far as the weeds go, it's always an issue. But, you know, we try to take care of it before the weeds get too big or become too big of a problem. But we're making our first pass on these couple farms here today. And hopefully that'll catch it, and hopefully here before too long in the next couple weeks, the corn will be able to take a canopy and be able to hold the weeds over.
Well, also, that sounds good. And as far as you've got your beans in now, replanted yesterday, and we're just at the end of May, so feeling pretty good then about everything being in the ground on time and going to have a good long growing season?
Yeah, when we started planting in the first part of April, you know, everything felt really good, and then all that rain came, and we were kind of starting to wonder how it was going to turn out. But I think as we sit here today, hopefully, you know, another couple decent days, depending on the pop-up showers, whether we get them or not. But I think all in all, we're going to be sitting pretty good.
All right. Well, as we are Tuesday now at the beginning of the week, what does the rest of the week look like for you? Plans that you want to tell us about?
Well, I think, you know, as far as we go on our own farm, hopefully today get wrapped up on most of the field work. And then I know there's still a lot of guys that are planting beans the first time. And, you know, there is some still corn and bean replanting going on. So there's a lot of that going on. But as far as on our own, I think we're sitting pretty good and be able to get most of everything caught up today and tomorrow.
And once again, that report comes to us from Darren Rosenthal of Raymond. And we'll have more farm news in just a moment. The USDA Ag Marketing Service has announced it's revising the live animal specification used for all Angus certification programs. The goal is to reflect changes in cattle genetics and marketing, with the proposals to take effect on July 1st. A Meeting Place article says the revised specifications for phenotypic evaluations require that cattle have a main body that's solid black with no color behind the shoulder, above the flanks, or breaking the midline behind the shoulder. Those color requirements do exclude the tail. The current requirements say that cattle must be 51% black along with other criteria. Ag Marketing Service officials say the current requirements have served the industry well, but as cattle genetics change over time, opportunities for updates should be considered that better reflect the current populations and marketplace. The goal of the new requirements is to provide more objective criteria for identifying eligible cattle. The agency also mentioned it's making the changes in response to a request from beef industry stakeholders. Well, in other news, a DTN article says there's signs the farm machinery industry is stabilizing after prices have been free-falling for some time. John Deere Chairman and CEO Samuel Allen says that after several years of steep declines, they're seeing signs that key ag markets might be stabilizing. But that doesn't mean farmers have started to replace the equipment bought during the most recent boom years of 2011 to 2013. Lower sales have led to layoffs, cutbacks, and tighter profit margins at farm equipment manufacturing sites. But sales numbers in the first quarter of 2017 offered some hope. AGCO reported an increase of 6.3% in North American sales. John Deere released second quarter sales numbers last week showing net income 62% higher than this time last year. However, that number does reflect some cost-cutting measures taken by the company in recent months, as well as non-ag sales numbers. The under 40 horsepower tractor market has been a bright spot for manufacturers. At the end of this year's first quarter, sales were up 12% compared to last year. Well, before we wrap up this afternoon, we do have one local event to tell you about. The Macoupin County 4-H invites the public to attend the Tractor Operators Contest being held next Monday, June 5th at 9:30 a.m. at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville. The contest will feature local youth testing their tractor driving skills and includes a written test, parts identification, and the two-wheeled trailer event. If you'd like more information about the Macoupin County 4-H, you can contact the Extension Office in Carlinville at 217-854-9604. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.